Ryder in the morning.
Ryder Reloaded.
Hot 107.
I'm sorry.
You have smoothie all over your face.
Yeah,
you and not it. Even by your mouth, like on your forehead.
You have it all over your car.
I know. I should have known when I'm making you a smoothie to put a lid on it.
Yeah.
Child.
You should have.
Child, child, child. All over in between the middle console and my passenger seat.
Yeah, you gave me a loose cup.
You're a 35-year-old man.
Yeah.
You can't deal with a smoothie.
No, not in that cup. I almost spilled it 9 times since I came in here.
Well, I have to give you the crappy cups because you leave my good ones at work and then they rot.
I bet you regret that, giving me the crappy cup.
I actually regret giving you anything at all and I'm never going to do it again. You have smoothie in your tea. There's a lot of seeds in this smoothie.
I'm sorry, but can I be perfectly honest? That was the worst smoothie I've ever had, too. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I spilt it all over your car. That's where it deserved to be. After drinking it, I'm kind of happy it ended up on your car floor. That's what it tasted like. Hot 107, it's Ryder and Lisa. Time for the best alarm clock on the planet, followed by some words of wisdom. Snooters.
Tell me something good.
So embarrassing. Oh my goodness.
Wrong button. Today's words of wisdom come to us from at Marky Doodoo on Twitter. Parkour was invented in 1973 when a guy tripped in front of a hot girl and tried to play it off.
Hot 107.
How's your foggy Friday morning, peeps?
Yeah, it looks like God hotboxed the earth.
Okay. That joke needs to be buried.
You've got a few that need to be buried, too.
My jokes?
Yeah.
Have you heard of the corduroy pillow? It's making headlines.
It's
the best joke. How about this one?
Even the way you say headlines pisses me off.
What is Whitney Houston's favorite coordination?
Can I take it?
No, you can't take the punchline.
No, I took it already.
Yeah, but you did not nail the note.
I think I did better than you.
But that's a good joke, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, the lead up, just so you can remember it. What's Whitney Houston's favorite
coordination?
And I. Hot 107, bringing back a segment we haven't done in quite some time. It's just a gem, usually. 780-107 is the text line, or hit us up on the app with your thug life stories.
Sign your name if you want to, unless you're way too thug.
Okay.
I had 12 items. Sorry, nope. Let's start that one again. I was in the 12 items or less line, and I had 15 items. Bam!
That's a text we got, hey?
Yes, it is.
I love that we just said we're doing Thug Life next, and the texts start rolling in before we even explain it.
I know.
Nice one.
Our listeners are the best.
Yeah.
My kid asked me for a banana yesterday. I said no. Why would you say no? It's a banana.
I don't know, but it's awesome.
I need that banana for my smoothie. That would be my logic.
Okay. Mine actually is about a smoothie.
What? Okay.
My thug life. Spilt one in the car on the way to work and I just laughed. I didn't like stress about it.
That's because it wasn't your car. It was my car.
Oh! Yeah. That's the sound of the police.
Took you about 45 minutes to say sorry. You struggle with apologizing.
Yeah.
It's a serious problem. But pretty thug of you.
Thug life.
Okay, Eric texted in saying, told my boss I have a doctor's appointment today. I actually have a golf tournament.
Oh shit.
Thug life.
Yours is coming up next. It's a gooder today. You ran it past me. You are straight thugging.
I know.
It's 3 minutes away. Get yours in now. This is a segment we call Thug Life. Comes around every couple weeks, I suppose. And we just ask you what your Thug Life moments are.
You want to know mine, everyone?
No, we're going to save it.
No, I want to go now.
Justin writes, I asked my girlfriend's son if he wanted ice cream. He said yes, told him we didn't have any ice cream. Oh! Oh!
Brandon's text is awesome. I only wait 45 seconds instead of the suggested minute before consuming my pizza pops.
Thug Life.
Attaboy, Justin. Brandon, I mean.
Well.
Justin was the last one.
Yes.
Nice one, Brandon. I like it.
Ooh, Jordan texted in saying, I go through the self-checkout with organic veggies, but I key in the non-organic produce codes. What?
Yeah. Solid.
Thug Life.
That might be my all-time favorite, honestly.
Well, it's smart.
Yeah. It's so expensive for that organic stuff.
I've been carrying around a massive jug of water. This is mine, personally. Like a huge cooler. And people are always like, is that your soup? I'm like, no, it's actually my mint-infused water. Apparently it clears cystic acne.
Thug Life.
780-107 is the text line, or hit us up on the app. This text, dang, just ruthless. Someone asked me for a smoke when I was in a bad mood. Pulled out a smoke, told them I didn't smoke, then lit it up in front of them.
What? Thug Life. I love the people that always accidentally text 107-107 instead of 780-107 because that's another radio station somewhere.
In Calgary, it's like Q107, I think it's called.
So I'm just picturing the type of text messages that they're getting for this segment. For example, how about this one? Was eating at the old spaghetti factory when the lady in the booth behind me ordered the spaghetti. She got it and said it was huge. And I said, that's what she said.
Thug Life.
Yeah. I imagine some of the texts they get in, honestly.
I know.
We know a guy that did weekends there, like a radio host that did weekends, and he said they used to get more texts that were from like our show in the morning than their own show.
That sucks.
That would be the worst. This text, 780-107, I took a mental health day to go get a kitten from Calgary. That is like the perfect cure if you're actually having mental health issues, though.
Yeah, unless you're allergic. What? Oh, sorry, did I ruin that?
Well, kind of. It's 7:31. Thank you for checking out the show, and thanks to everybody who hit us up with their Thug Life stories. We appreciate it. We've got Flower Shop Friday on the way in less than 15 minutes, so stay with us for that, please. All right. We are moving on. You ready for this?
Yes.
Now it's time for something that you'll probably forget. It's things
Ryder
found on the internet. Hey.
When I asked you to do this segment today, you said no.
I was like, nah, not in the mood.
Like it's your job, but okay. So I went and found some things on the internet.
Okay.
First story's about Prince George, and not the one that's like the home of the cougars.
Oh, okay. We're talking about the actual little baby.
Little baby Prince George, yeah. He's really into French lentils, and ever since he started taking them to school with him, French lentils in the UK specifically are like selling out everywhere. Everybody wants the French lentils.
What's the difference between a regular lentil and a French lentil?
The French ones have a mustache.
The French ones smell weird. Just kidding. I'm kind of French, so it's just a joke that people make.
Okay, yesterday you offend every trucker that listens to us.
I specifically said before I made fun of truckers that it was a joke. And clearly truckers don't have a sense of humor. Because they took it so seriously.
You can't say this is a joke and then say something very offensive about a group of people. Sorry, that's not how jokes work.
Okay.
Okay, hey, it's just a joke. But I think all the Evans talk too loud. Hey, it's just a joke. Tell Deb, your hot mom, that it's just a joke. It's just a joke. See? Offended. Next story. Well, this is the worst person on the planet. A Missouri teenager says a high school teacher told her during class that she was too busty and that plus-sized women need to shop at stores that sell larger clothing.
Oh my gosh. Talk about offending.
Yeah, he said I'm just joking first. So it was fine.
Come on. Like,
so that's a crappy teacher. Here's a crappy principal. A 13-year-old was suspended from his school in Pennsylvania after he discovered a knife in his pocket.
He discovered it in his own pocket?
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, I was opening a cardboard box. And he went to the principal's office and he said, hey, I just want to let you know I was opening a cardboard box before I came to school. And I put the knife in my pocket, but I didn't want you to think that I was going to do anything silly with this, so I'm just turning it in until I go home.
And what happened?
They suspended him for 3 days for bringing a knife to school.
No.
Moral of the story, I'm just kidding. Teachers suck. What is happening out there on the roads, Lisa Evans?
That's a great question. I know that it's foggy out there, and I want to make sure that everyone has their headlights and their taillights on. There was a collision west of Edmonton, Highway 44, 2 kilometers north of the Yellowhead. So be aware of that. Also, no, that's it. 780-107 if you see anything else out there.
Ryder in the morning.
Hall 107, it's Ryder and Lisa. Is there anything better than sleeping while somebody else gets ready for work?
No, there's nothing.
No.
Flower Shop Friday on Ryder in the Morning. Only on Hot 107.
Do you have more to contribute?
Yes.
Go ahead.
It's the best when they get out of the bed and then you roll over onto their warm area and just snug up in all of the blankets.
Watch them get ready.
And they're
like,
in the worst mood. Oh, it's been a while.
With that said, let's prank phone call a florist and see what dumb things we can get them to write on a card.
It's a great day. It's Patty speaking. May I help you?
Oh, pretty good, Patty. And you?
I can't complain, my dear.
Good. I'm just going to pop in a little later and pick out some flowers, but could you write the card for me now?
Get a paper and pen here, okay?
Great.
What's your name, sweetie?
Gary.
Okay, and what would you like in the card, Gary?
Sorry for sleeping while you got ready for work.
Sorry for sleeping while you got ready for work.
Yeah. Just kidding. I'm not sorry. That was incredible.
Okay. So, sorry for sleeping in while you got ready for work. Just kidding. I'm not. It was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do we put love, Gary?
Sure.
Some hugs and kisses on there, too?
Yeah. You know what, girl. Nope.
What?
I just don't find anything interesting today.
I'm really excited about this new TV show that's going to star Jim Carrey. Finally, it's about time. It's called Kidding, and he plays a character named Mr. Pickles.
This
show is going to be produced by Jason Bateman, who is the lead actor in Ozark. Amazing actor.
He's also in Arrested Development.
Oh, he can play any role.
Horrible Bosses.
Maybe not, but he's good at what he does.
Yeah, he's really good at what he does. Yeah.
So if he's behind it, it should be good. It's going to be kind of like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Teen Wolf.
What? Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Calm down.
I thought we were still naming things that Jason Bateman's done.
No, we were moving on to Jim Carrey.
Oh.
Marilyn Manson was in the news yesterday. He called Justin Bieber a real piece of
ish.
Bleep.
Yeah.
Which makes me wonder. He must have a new album coming out.
That's exactly what's happening here. No, it is.
It's him talking about one of the biggest artists in the world to get in the news.
Exactly. And here he is. But what happened was, originally, Bieber wore a Marilyn Manson shirt on stage. So then Marilyn Manson the next day wore a Bieber shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they were like, haha, that was awesome. Like, we're so fun.
Oh.
And now he's chirping him just because he's got new music out.
Maybe they're coming out with a song together.
You know, that's not a thing.
Okay. Are we going to play Beautiful People by Marilyn Manson right now?
I think our boss would probably fire us if we did. Try it. boss.
Oh, thug life.
Yeah, we're going to play Marilyn Manson.
I knew it.
And then we're going to get into a mini mix from Chad Cook. So like the next 15 minutes, just crank it up.
As soon as I said Marilyn Manson, I saw you texting into the computer. I'm like, he's definitely writing Beautiful People right now.
I'm pretty sure that's called typing.
What?
Hot 107, it's Ryder in the East. It's Marilyn Manson. What?
Good morning.
All right, so our boss is fairly pissed. He just texted me and said, what the hell is going on right now?
Okay, Marilyn Manson is in the news, so we just had to do it, boss man. Plus,
sorry.
Everyone on the text line is loving it.
This text is the best. Cassie says, yes, I had this one cranked because I love this song. As I pulled into the parking lot of my job, where I'm a first grade teacher, I forgot the running club was meeting early today. Now the grade one teacher is terrifying. How about this text? Marilyn Manson was the first concert I went to in the 90s. Imagine that as your first concert. You walk in, you're like, what's that smell?
No.
Oh, that's marijuana. Okay,
there's
cool.
Skunk in here.
What's that guy doing on stage? Oh, eating a bat, a live bat. Cool. The last time somebody called our radio station with the wrong number or called the wrong radio station, we screwed with them pretty good. This is it, if you'd like to hear it.
Calling for the ticket.
Here's what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Are you wearing a hat?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Here's what we're doing. It's gonna be so crazy. You ready?
Okay.
Unroll the window and throw the hat out of the window.
Out of the window?
Yeah, I need to hear the window.
There it goes.
Serious?
Oh my god.
You promise?
Yeah.
Aw, that's crazy, man. Well, see you later.
Ryder.
Oh, he's listening to a different station.
That doesn't matter. Hats are expensive. It's like 40 bones.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, that was about a year and a half ago, somewhere in there.
Yep.
Crystal has called the wrong station. She's on hold right now.
Oh, man, you do not want to miss this.
In 3 minutes, we're going to screw with her. So we got a girl on the line who called the wrong radio station.
It happens sometimes.
She seems to be pretty fired up to play some kind of contest. So we'll play along. Hey.
Oh, my God. Did I get on?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. Are you ready?
Oh, my God. Hell yes.
Okay, let's do this.
Oh my God, is this real? You actually answered the phone?
Yeah, it's us. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Oh my God.
Are you ready to open the first vault?
Yes.
Okay, let's do this.
Oh my God, I can't believe I got through. Okay, open.
Okay, here it comes.
Okay.
$0.
Would you like to open vault number two?
What was vault number one?
It looks like $0.
Oh, yeah, vault number two.
Okay, let's do this. A nude of Lisa eating pizza in the bathtub.
What?
That's vault number two. Is a nude picture of Lisa eating pizza in the bathtub.
You want it or not?
No.
Your loss.
Okay, so do you want to open vault three then?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm out of breath.
Diarrhea.
No.
Let's open vault number four. Here we go. Under vault number four, you have the wrong radio station.
Oh, funny. Oh my God, that's the best.
This is Hot 107, you dork.
Oh my God.
We need to touch base with what's happening at 7-Eleven today.
This is a big deal, especially for a nice Friday.
What? Pick your price day?
You can bring in like a penny and pay for a Slurpee.
A nickel gets you a large Slurpee there today. Anyway, let's call and see. I don't have any change or money. Let's see if they'll take something else.
Good morning, 7-Eleven.
Hi there. It's pick your price day today, right?
It is.
Okay, cool. I was just wondering if I could come in and get a Slurpee for, like, a raccoon tail.
For what?
Like a raccoon tail? Can I bring you in one of those? It's pick your price day, right? So I get to pay what I want?
Like in cash or penny, 2 cents.
Cool. Wow. Can, what about a hairbrush?
A penny, 2 cents, 3 cents, five cents.
I have an old phone charger. Can I bring that in for a Slurpee?
No.
What about a clay pot?
Because it's a, let me just double check, actually.
Okay, what about a bag of chocolate chips?
Let me just double check.
Can I bring in just a bookmark?
Just give me one moment.
Okay.
It just has to be in cash.
Oh, it has to be cash. So my lampshade won't work?
Cash.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Awesome. So if I bring in an ice cube tray, that's
cash. Not good.
Okay, have a great day.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right, now we know.
I guess, yeah, now we know.
You got to take cash in.
And listen, if you are going to go get a Slurpee for whatever price you're paying, just know that all of the money that you're spending is going towards charity.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, We Charity.
Okay.
So it's giving Canadian youths the tools to do good in their communities. So they're trying to surpass their donation record of $110,000 over the past 3 years.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So $110,000 and a seatbelt. That's what I'm going to take in.
Get more Ryder in the Morning. Weekday mornings, 5:30-ish to 9. Only on Hot 107.